welcome back to the One Thing Podcast. Very excited to share this scripture with you today, something that I was reading and it was really causing my heart to leap. I pray that it would do the same for you, coming from Colossians chapter 2, verses 2 and 3. And this is Paul speaking, saying, "My goal is that they may be encouraged in heart and united in love, so that they may have the full riches of complete understanding, in order that they may know the mystery of God." And stopping there for a moment, Paul is praying these wonderful things for the church, for his people, for God's people. And he's really praying these things that they would have the ability to know the mystery of God. What is that mystery? And then he goes on to say, namely Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. The mystery, you know, many people walk through this life sadly, almost as if they're walking in a mystery, not knowing where they're going. Some people try to gain understanding of their purpose in life, and maybe they get job after job. Maybe they put it all in for their career. Maybe they put it all in to raise up a family, hoping that they find even purpose just in that. Not that all those things are terrible, but there's an emptiness when there's no Christ. And here we go. What is the mystery to life? What is life all about? It is found. It is all hidden in Christ, where all the treasure of wisdom. It is not a worldly wisdom that is limited to just maybe having a few ways of how to get by, but it is a wisdom that is infinite, a wisdom that teaches us about God, how everything is found in him, every bit of wisdom that can cause us to know him, the wisdom that carries us through not only in this life, teaching us how to do our jobs with character, teaching us how to move in the will of God and to build his kingdom, but impacting also the life to come. What a treasure. And in Christ, the treasure, an overflowing treasure of knowledge. Knowledge of what? Knowledge of who? Knowledge of the Holy One. Knowledge of God who created all things. Knowledge of God that pours into everything that we do. It's a knowledge that teaches us to raise our children. It's a knowledge where we know how to act. We know what to do, even in the worst of circumstances. Maybe today there's a struggle for you. Maybe there's a decision to be made. Maybe everything seems to be okay and you just want to make the most of this day. While I tell you today, let God unlock the treasure that Christ brings. Let the Lord Jesus, as we begin to call him, say, "Lord, let your wisdom and the fullness of the knowledge of God be poured into my heart, that I may carry it, that I may release this treasure to somebody else today, that I may carry this wonderful treasure wherever I go." Thank you, God, today for such an endless storehouse that comes only from heaven, only found in Christ. May we all together pursue him. May we all together pray that God would unlock it and just release it upon his church and upon his people, that we would move in the wisdom and the knowledge that never ceases to end. Thank you, Lord, for your son. Thank you, God, that you've given us hope today and you've unveiled the mystery that we would know you and that we would know you more every single day.